peanut butter always satisfies. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Peanut butter always satisfies. You know, there are some things in life that just always satisfy. There are some things in life that just always hit the spot, no matter when, where, why, how, and whatever. And peanut butter is just one of those things. I remember when I was a teenager, actually I had just gotten out of the Navy, and I was doing my tour of the United States, hitchhiking around the United States, visiting all the states in the United States. I took along a fresh pair of trousers, a fresh shirt, and socks, and I had a backpack, and I had a sleeping bag. I had a loaf of bread, white bread, can you believe that, and a jar of peanut butter and honey. The peanut butter and honey were all mixed together to make a wonderful spread for my bread. And wherever I went, I always had my bread and peanut butter and honey, and it was delicious. It took care of my hunger, it took care of all my needs, no matter what I wanted, and then I had my bottle of water, and I was just as satisfied and happy as could be. I would sleep off the road when I didn't get a ride, and sleep off in the desert at night, and I'd watch the lights of the night fade away and the starlight come out, and it was just so beautiful. And people taught me all sorts of tricks to do to protect myself from the desert creatures that might crawl into my sleeping bag by putting a rope around my bag and things like that. Well, there were nights I forgot and nothing ever climbed into my sleeping bag. And there were nights I remembered and nothing ever climbed in my sleeping bag. But always the peanut butter and the honey was there as my staple. It seems interesting that a lot of times when I'm having my dinner or having my lunch, and the dogs and the cats will all crowd around and want to be loved and want to be given their little tidbit. And I don't know whether peanut butter is good for dogs or not, but I kind of think it is. And so I put a little bit of peanut butter on the edge of the plate that I've finished using, and I let them lick it off. And they think that is so wonderful. I used to let them lick it off my fingers, but then my fingers got all sticky and their faces got all sticky, and I had to wipe it all off with a napkin and so forth. And it was, you know, not too practical. But letting them lick it off the edge of the plate was just wonderful and made them totally happy. And then they keep licking it off to the edge of their lips and their edge of their faces and their tongue, because it does get sticky and it does stay with you for a while. I travel in Europe, and when I travel in Europe, peanut butter is there too, but it never was too predominant as it had been here in the United States. And other places I go, now, of course, the world markets are such that peanut butter is available everywhere. I don't know, they ought to call peanut butter the number one food, because according to scientists, they say the peanuts in peanut butter give you nourishment that just is not found anywhere else, and gives you vitamins and minerals that are not found anywhere else. And it says that if you could take a little bit of peanut butter every day, your diet is more complete and more whole and perfect. And hey, that's a cool idea, but the big thing about peanut butter is not that it is so beneficial to our body, which it is, and not that it is such a satisfying thing in a meal, but no matter what our hunger may be, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich always seems to satisfy us. And it can be a half a sandwich or a whole sandwich, or it can be anything. Peanut butter and jelly go on top of any kind of bread. It can go on a croissant. It can go on the hard rolls that are planned to be hard rolls and crisp and sharp. And it's just so good. But I also dip my carrots in peanut butter. It's like a dip. And it's just a little bit on there. And, ooh, the carrot tastes so super. Actually, it's a peanut butter. It tastes so super. But it always satisfies. And then we take celery, and you know, a lot of very fancy people take peanut butter and put it down the middle of the celery in the little cradle there, and make a special celery sandwich of the peanut butter and the celery. Not better than the white bread, but the peanut butter and the celery. And hey, that makes it real good too. And peanut butter on apple, wow! They say when you put some peanut butter on an apple and put it in the refrigerator, the apple doesn't turn yellow, or doesn't, you know, turn bad, because the peanut butter sort of protects it. Ever thought of doing that? That's an interesting thing. And peanut butter always satisfies. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter what your needs are in life, peanut butter always satisfies. You know, it's just like a happy word. A happy word that is given to us always satisfies us. It always makes us feel good inside, and good outside, and good all around. A happy feeling always makes us feel like, hey, I can do anything, I can accomplish anything. And that's just what peanut butter does. You take a little bit of peanut butter and take a knife and dip out some from the jar and put it on your fingertip and suck it into your mouth, and you can lunch on that fingertip peanut butter for, oh, just the longest time, and it feels so good and it tastes so good. And, you know, I think that if we all have the opportunity to be like peanut butter and be satisfying like peanut butter, we would be enjoying our life and our world so much better. For every time anyone says peanut butter, really, we think, oh, that tastes so good. Now, what is it? Is there some sweetness in there? Is there some special quality in there that makes it taste so good? Or is it just that that happens to be one of those special foods that serves our needs and serves our joy and serves us so wonderfully? And also, peanut butter brings back all the happy memories of childhood. Because we come home from school and there's no food of any special thing in the house, and so we run to the kitchen and grab a piece of bread and slap some peanut butter and jelly on it, and we're satisfied. We're satisfied till supper. Sometimes two pieces of peanut butter and jelly bread. And it depends on our appetites and depends on what we're going to do next and how much energy we're going to expend as we go running around playing. But peanut butter always satisfies us. It always makes us feel content, always makes us feel good. Did you ever take a peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and sit down in front of the television and watch a television show and just sort of nibble on the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, not wolf it down, just nibble on it? And when the show is over, you feel so good. It's not that you're stuffing yourself, not that you're overeating, but you feel so good. And you sometimes don't even remember the show, but you remember eating the peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a little nibble here and a little nibble there. You know, it's just like when you have a bag of popcorn or a dish of popcorn. Instead of eating popcorn by the handful, which is the way that popcorn is to be eaten, it seems, sit there and eat the popcorn one kernel at a time. And if you eat it one kernel at a time, you begin to taste what the popcorn tastes like. You begin to savor the joyous savor of that popped piece of corn with perhaps a little butter and salt on it, but it tastes so good. It tastes like the satisfyingness of peanut butter. Yes, we have many opportunities in our life to have satisfying moments. And the satisfying moments are not in rush stuff moments where we're trying to gorge ourselves with food or with peanut butter and popcorn or whatever. But when we learn to take it just a little bit at a time. I remember as I would walk along the road hitchhiking around the country, I was just 20 years old, something like that. And as I was walking around, people didn't give a ride. There weren't too many cars on the road. It was, you know, just after the war, and there weren't too much traffic, not too many cars. So I walked a long ways, and then people would stop and give me a lift. And sometimes they'd even invite me for dinner. And I thought that was real cool. I always kept money in my shoes, so I had some money with me. But the thing is, I always had my peanut butter and jelly. And I'd make myself a sandwich, and I didn't have to use my hands for anything because I had my backpack. And so I could just gently take little nibbles of my peanut butter and jelly, not because I didn't have any more, but because it seemed to taste especially good that way. And I had that taste in my mouth lingering for a longer time as I would take little bites. And it was so pleasant and so beautiful, because somehow or other, peanut butter always satisfies. And you know, that's the way we can be in life. We can always satisfy. When we don't wolf things down, and water and peanut butter and jelly, or peanut butter and honey, or peanut butter just by itself, is so good. And just ask my dogs, they'll tell you. Just ask everybody else at our table, they'll tell you. I have them serve peanut butter at every meal. And when we're done eating, if you need something just to pack in that little corner to say you're full, the peanut butter and jelly certainly does it. Think about these things. Life is like that. We have a lot of little areas that we just put in the little bit of love, just a little bit of I like me, just a little bit of peace, just a little bit of peanut butter and jelly, and everything is okay. Have a lovely day, and think beautiful thoughts, and know that you are always in my heart, always in my love, and always, when I eat a peanut butter and jelly, I think about each of you, and think how satisfying you are to me. I love you. I love you. I love you.